the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Louie, why aren't you in bed?
Just wait a second, Pops. I need to finish my transmorgification device.
You can finish in the morning.
But, Pop, it's a full moon.
Wait a second. You took apart the refrigerator?
But I ate all the ice cream.
Oh, that was amazing. So that was a first look at season 21. Can you believe it? 21 of Happy Louie. Give it up for him, all right. Well, while we got him, does anybody have any more questions for the cast? Ooh, yeah, you and the Harley Quinn outfit.
Hey, this is for Betsy.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a huge fan.
Thanks.
So I follow you on Facebook, and I just kind of get the sense that you're not really happy with the show anymore. Are you not going to renew your contract?
We're not really ready to make a statement
it's
about
true.
That.
It's true. Yeah, I'm moving on.
Apparently, we're making news today.
Sorry, Ezra.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, Mike.
This just in, I need to find a new job.
I mean, we've had such a long run and it's been amazing, but I think everybody's just ready to wrap it up and move on to the next thing.
Do you have anything lined up?
I'm going back to puppet theater. Kidding. I'm looking at different roles. They're mostly live action.
Ah, live action. All right.
Not porn, but I'm moving up to the big leagues.
All right. Well, let's hear it for the creators.
Excuse me. Can you do the voice?
Yeah.
Please, do the voice.
Do the voice.
I think we need to wrap it up. I think we went a little over time. There's another panel coming in.
Well, yeah,
so.
But first, you know, if Pop were here, he might say, Louie, come on, you big schlamoozle. Make the people happy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Do the voice. Come on, do the voice.
Oh, boy. You guys make me so happy. I wish we could do this show forever and ever and ever. Bye-bye!
Let's hear it for the creators of Happy Louie, everybody!
So, you just decided to rip the Band-Aid right off?
No warning, just...
It needed to be said at some point.
You know, you're the only voice actor I know that doesn't like to do voices.
I don't like to do them. I mean, if Meryl Streep were talking to a crowd, would they say, could you do the
voice? It's not Sophie's Choice. It's a cartoon.
You're crazy to give it up. It's easy money.
I know it's easy money, but I'm going to be 50 in a few years, and I'm only known as a cartoon child actor. It's fucking Jackie. I'm sure she heard. I'm going to get reamed out for this one, I'm sure. Hey, Jackie, I'm really sorry about...
I talked to Carl.
Oh.
They want you.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
You're needed on set Monday.
Holy bull.
I'm going to be at the autograph table. Don't keep them waiting.
Betsy.
Oh, hey, Carl. How are you?
Good.
I was in hair and makeup, which is so weird. You know, I'm used to just rolling up into the studio in my sweatpants.
Uh-huh. Mark is over here.
I know what a Mark is.
This is Jenny, our DP.
Hey, Jenny. Hi.
Could you just stand still, please?
Okay.
We're just seeing how reflective your face is.
Oh, right. Of course. All right.
I'm a big fan of Happy Louie. I've loved him ever since I was a kid.
Since you were a kid.
Could you do some of the voice now? Would that be okay?
I would love to do that for you, but would you mind if I did a little bit later? I'm just trying to focus right now.
Come on, Betsy. I'm sure the crew would love it.
Okay, yeah, guys, I think we're good.
Okay, places everyone, quiet on the set. Sound?
Rolling.
Roses are red, pilot, scene 2, take 1.
Action.
Hey, kids! Don't fly that thing near my flower bed!
Yes, ma'am.
And stop calling me ma'am.
Cut. That was good. That's good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Could you be a little more real?
I thought I was being real.
Yeah, no, you were, but it was just a little broad.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, just take it down a notch.
No problem, I can do that.
Okay, quiet on the set. Sound?
Rolling.
Presses a red pilot. Scene 2. Take 2.
Action.
Hey, kids! Don't fly that thing near my flower bed!
Yes, ma'am.
And stop calling me ma'am, you silly goose! Ha ha ha!
Cut!
Did you just do Happy Louie?
Now she does the voice.
Focus, everybody, come on. Quiet on the set. Sound?
Rolling.
Roses are red pilot. Scene 2. Take 3.
Action.
Hey, kids! Watch out for my beautiful... I'm sorry.
I don't know why I keep doing that.
Keep rolling.
Okay.
Just give it another try. Whenever you're ready.
Oh my gosh, you guys! Is that a drone?
5-minute break.
I know you're nervous.
I'm fine. One more time, I'll be perfect, I promise.
Oh gosh! Betsy is all mixed up in her head!
Yeah, that's a hard voice to shake, huh?
He usually doesn't act like this.
Okay. Look, we have a lot to get through, and so we really need to get moving.
I don't know. Bertha seems like a pretty lame character for Betsy to play. She's like a real actress.
Are you kidding me?
What the hell is wrong with you?
But I've been good for such a long time.
You blew it today.
But this is how it always goes. I mess things up bad. Pop gets real mad. Then everything goes back to the way it was.
Shit. Hey, Jackie.
I've been texting with Carl. Do you know how much money you're costing him?
I know. I felt that part was really flat.
What?
There was just no depth to it, you know?
You were really picky. You wanted.
I know, I remember. I thought there might be better parts out there for me.
Can I be honest with you?
Sure.
If you wanted to leave the cartoon, you should have done it like 10 years ago. But now I'm sending an actress out who's almost 50. And to be honest, overweight.
Jackie.
I'm sorry, but that's how people are going to see you.
That is so unfair.
Louis, stop it. When I'm quiet, nothing happens.
Please, don't perform for me.
We want our show back.
Whoa. You want to go back to Happy Louis?
No.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I had lunch with Ezra the other day. He was asking about you. I could set up a meeting.
Woohoo!
Shh, quiet.
Betsy, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Set it up. That'd be great.
All right. And next time, if you're unsure about a role, don't blow it on set.
Okay, I won't ever do it again. I promise.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Who is going to hire me now?
We can go back to where everyone loves us.
I want to move on.
But we had so much fun together, didn't we?
Jackie's right. I got complacent. At least it'll be over. I can be safe. I won't have to make an ass of myself again.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, Ezra.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem.
Have a seat.
Okay.
So, what's up?
Well, I was wondering if it's too late.
For what?
To get the show back.
Happy Louie?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, Beth. The cast moved on, the crew's on hiatus till we get another thing going.
That's what I figured. I know, but... But, you know, it was worth a try, right?
Come on, Betsy! You didn't try hard enough!
Louis, stop it.
Let me talk to Ezra! You're gonna ruin everything!
What are you doing?
Pick up the darn phone and call someone important, like Principal McPhee! Anyone who can bring our show back!
Okay, is this some kind of prank?
Give us a show back or I won't let Betsy talk ever again!
Can you send security to my office, please?
Thank you.
Hold on there, Ezra. Everything is under control. I'm Bull Moose.
Go back to puppet theater, Bull.
Well, I'm surprised you remember me, Louie, because when you came on the scene, you completely took over.
Kids loved me.
Wait. Are you doing a bit?
We didn't catch on, because Betsy had this whole backstory in her head she never told the kids. See, I'm a bouncer. My girlfriend, Milky Udders.
We met at the club. I dance. Not ballet, if you know what I mean. But someday, I'm gonna be a real dancer.
I'm Kaylee. I do a killer routine on the pole. But no one wants a lap dance from a porcupine.
Arf! I'm Sparky. I got the old snip-snip down there. Now I go to the club every night just to feel something.
Wait, a cartoon animal strip club. Wow. I mean, it's more Adult Swim than Primetime, but it's interesting.
Really?
I mean, that was a weird bit. Oh,
I did those characters so long ago.
You had me fooled with that Louie thing. Actually, could you stay a minute?
Yeah.
I want to loop the guys in down the hall.
Sure.
Just don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ah! Oh, my, our own show!
I'm so excited.
But there's no room for me.
Louie, can't you be happy for Betsy?
You can be happy for someone?
Sure thing you can.
I guess I could try. Whoa, I feel weird.
Did you call security?
No, it's fine.
Betsy, man, this place has been dead since you left.
Well, I might be back.
That's great news.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, can I hear Louie again? I miss that guy.
Aw, sure. It's great to see... Sorry, hold on a second. It's great to see... Oh, that is...
You know what? Don't even worry about it. I'll see you around, okay?
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Louie? Are you there? Come on, Louie. Louie?
Do the Voice, starring Erica Schroeder as Betsy and Happy Louie. For a complete cast list and for more information about this episode, go to our website, thetruthpodcast.com. This episode was written by Eric Malinsky, and he has an amazing podcast that you should all check out. It's called Imaginary Worlds. If you like science fiction or monsters or superheroes, you can find it at imaginaryworldspodcast.org. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.